Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go, and I'm starting to describe to you some really detailed processes that are difficult to articulate. And today I'm going to go into one as I step out into my backyard so you can hear some of these beautiful sounds. I'm going to articulate in the best way that I can how to plug in and hear the signals that are coming to you to expand an idea or take you in a direction on a project. Years ago, when I did a peyote ceremony with my friend, I saw all sorts of images in that ceremony. I saw my past, my present, my future. I saw things that I had been wondering about or confused about present themselves to me, and I could see them and they made sense. I could see continuity in different things across my life. I could see the hands of my father, the hands of my partner, as the hands of God with things being delivered to me. I'm a visual person, and I'm also very emotional. I follow my hunches, but never more than I do now, because I've tuned those up. What I began to see about myself and know about myself that was that I see pictures in my mind. And it could be because I'm a visual artist, or it could be one of the reasons why I'm a visual artist. But my first decades of work, many decades of work, were just replicating things that I thought were beautiful in nature, like orchids and scenes that I saw, things that I could hold in my hand and draw. And all of a sudden, out of this ceremony, I began to, even while I was sketching, let images flow right out of my mind and onto paper. And sometimes onto paper before I really had an opportunity to think what they were. Things would flow out of my hands. I'm going to be exposing you to different healing modalities in the next weeks, and then over time, every so often. And these modalities are designed to open you to how you see and sense and perceive and communicate. And when I'm talking about communicating, I'm talking about spiritual communication. And that's the best way I describe it. It's the energy of spirit. And that energy of spirit, to me, connects with God, creation, all that is, the quantum field. I call it many things. It doesn't matter to me what I call it. I know what it is. I feel what it is down deep. But it's an energy that's unseen. It's the unseen. And it's where the best ideas come from. And I used to think these were my ideas I was thinking up. But now I see them as a collaboration where I'm getting information from outside of myself, and it's coming through me and meshing with my being and coming out my mouth, my hands. It's presenting itself in businesses, in artwork, in interactions with human beings, in coaching. So today, I'm not going to go into big detail, but I want you to think, take some time to just think about which ways you receive information. When I was a teacher, I taught one subject so many different ways, and that was because I knew I had so many different learners in my classroom. I had people who responded to sound, to written words, to reading, to demonstrating. I had all different types of learners. Some needed to be still and quiet. Some needed to have sound and movement. How do you learn best? How do you pick up information best? That's your homework for today. Just to get a handle on your aptitude for learning. What is the best way for you to pick up information? And tomorrow, I'm going to go a step further. Have a beautiful day.